Hi, welcome to iHeartArt Podcast. My name is Asia, owner and founder of iHeartArt Studio. A lot has changed in our daily lives. We have actually been faced with new challenges that we've never been faced with before. And iHeartArt is here to see you through. We are arranging simple, fun projects for you and your children, or if you don't have any children, for you to create, to get your mind off of the stresses of the world. Please follow us for a step-by-step instruction on how to create fun home art projects. Thank you. What I want you to do to start today's session is I want you to grab a piece of paper, a pen, a pencil, some food coloring if you have some, and I want you to create a nice quiet space. This is going to be the space that you're going to create your lesson in. And you're going to be here for about an hour. Next, I want you to grab a found object, and it can be anything. It could be an apple from your refrigerator. It can be a glass of water. It can be a plant that's in your living room. It can be a tree outside. And once you do this, I want you to decide how you would like to arrange this one object on your sheet of paper. And you're going to do this with your pencil. And you could be new to drawing. You can be an advanced drawer, or you could be a novice. It doesn't matter what the object ends up looking like at the end. This is processed art. It's just going through the process. And it's eliminating, again, all of the outside world. And it's bringing you inward into the here and now in the present time. Now you're going to create a background, and how you do that is you draw in a horizon line. A horizon line is a line that separates the foreground from the background. How you're going to do this is you're going to draw a line from the left side of your paper to the object. Once the object starts, which is, for instance, your lemon, that's when you stop the line. Then you're going to draw another line on the opposite side of your lemon, which is the end of the lemon, and to the edge of the paper, which would be the right side of the paper. Once you've created the two lines, you've now created a background. Now that your background's in, you're going to start the painting process. If you don't have food coloring, you could also use watercolors. And if you don't have watercolor, you could use acrylic. And if you don't have acrylic, you could simply get fruits that have high pigment content from your refrigerator. That can be blackberries, that can be strawberries. You're going to want to dilute the paint that you've chosen, and you want it to be an ethereal, very lucid wash. And you're going to create a wash over the background. And how you do this is you create what we call a flat wash. And a flat wash is a large wash that covers a large portion of the background. And you're going to do this with a clean sweeping motion. And it could be slow or fast, but you want to start on the left side and you want to pull the brush with the liquid, which is going to be the wash, and you're going to pull it to the other side of the paper. You're going to do this all the way until the top of your lemon. Let's say that ends up being your sky. Once you have decided on that color, now you're going to blow dry that area. And then you're going to start on what you could call the ground or the table, if it's a lemon. And you're going to pick that new color, and you're going to create a wet into wet wash for this area. And how you create the wet into wet wash is you're going to take your clean brush and you're going to put water on it and you're going to create a wash and cover all of the area that's supposed to be the table or the floor, and you're going to cover it with water. Then you're going to dry your brush and you're going to dip it into the pigment of your choice. If it could be brown, if it's a table, and you're going to create little dabs into the water, and you're going to see something magical happen. The water is going to make the paint spread. It's going to look like tie-dye on the surface, and this can give you an illusion of a meadow or an out-of-focus photograph, or even mold or mildew. It has so many wonderful effects that can be created with wet into wet washes. Once you've created the wash, you can use, or once you've created the color with the initial brown, you can use different versions of brown, lighter browns, darker browns, oranger browns, redder browns, bluer browns, and you could start dabbing all of the different colors into the water. Then you're going to keep your picture flat while you're doing this, because wet and wet washes, they actually tend to bleed, so the paint runs. So you want to make sure that it's flat. You're going to blow dry it, or you could take a break and come back. And once it's dry, you can begin to paint your object, which can be your lemon. The lemon can be a bright, bright color while the background had more water in it. So you can add less water and more paint for the lemon. Once you paint the lemon, you're going to let it dry. And then you're going to use your pen. And the pen can outline some parts of the lemon, and also some parts of your horizon line. And this can just give it a hard edge. When we create art, we want to have several different types of elements. And one of them is you want to have different lines or different edges. And this creates variety and it creates for an interesting painting. Once you finish this, you can add more objects and start all over again. Or you can add more objects to the picture that you already have. So next to your lemon, you could add a glass of water, or you could add a fig plant, and you could start building a glorious picture. Now, because you're probably using regular paper, you don't want to add too much water without letting it dry first, because your paper will tear. If you have watercolor paper or a thick cardstock paper, that would be preferable. Enjoy the rest of your day
and give yourself a big hug for being creative and allowing your mind to drift into the wonderful world of art. Thank you for joining the I Had Art podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's projects. You can pause this recording as it suits you while you're creating. Join us next time for another fun-filled project. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.